Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1695, Thomas Hopkins.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, land lying east of U.S. Route 13, 1,250 feet north of Road 532, also known as Camp Road, to be located on 21,795 square feet, more or less. Back here. For the benefit of the commission, I'll just pass down copies of survey for this property. We did receive some agency comments on this application also. First one being from the Department of Transportation, actually two dates or two forms. One's a traffic summary report, one's a letter dated April 3rd of 2009, April 15th of 2009, making reference that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service C of U.S. Route 13 will not change as a result of this application, but the site is subject to the Corridor Capacity Preservation Program, which has the main goal to maintain capacity of the existing highway. That the state strategies reference that this site is located in a level one investment area where the state policy will encourage development and growth, and that the department will permit the property owner to retain a single right-in, right-out entrance along U.S. Route 13. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on October 26th of 2010, and those comments reference that the proposed project will utilize an on-site septic system, that the site is not in an area where the county plans to provide sewer service, that the site is in a future annexation area for the city of Seaford, and that the city may provide sewer service in the future, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received on October 26, 2010, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and those comments reference that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that the proposed project will not necessitate any off-site drainage improvements, and that it is not likely that the proposed project will necessitate any on-site drainage improvements. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Tom Hopkins. I own Hopkins Automotive. This property is a half-acre parcel that is adjacent to the property of our dealership, mm-hmm. and we're just looking to have to expand our display parking.
Okay. All right, well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having seen the site, could you describe the property to the north of yours?
The property to the north is a commercial, approximately 4-acre commercial property.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the property
to the north of this property.
Yes, sir.
That is the car dealership.
Yes. And to the south?
That is also commercial as well, and it's a much larger parcel.
All right, sir.
To my knowledge, this is the last of the, from, say, 2 miles north of this property all the way south to Seaford. It is the last
residential.
Little residential, agricultural residential property.
Mm-hmm. On the highway
there, yes.
If this was granted through the commission and county council change of zone, how would I access this parcel? Would I go in the existing entrance?
It is a residential home right now, and it has a driveway of its own.
Mm-hmm.
We've been using it this way, of course. But it is adjacent, so we can go either way.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So we can either go drive across the parking lot or into its own driveway.
And you may have to comply with something that DelDOT would tell you insofar as
yes.
what you may have to do to
yes.
do that. Yes. All right. And just wanted to verify with, I guess, either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank that this is in the town center district on the comp plan?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you.
Richard? Mr. Ross?
No question.
Johnson?
So my basic understanding is that your intention is to take this parcel just to enhance and expand your existing car dealership?
Yes, sir.
No further questions.
All right. Mr. Lang?
No question. Just a note, because the photograph that was taken when we posted the sign, it appeared that your vehicles that are displayed on the site are too close to the property line on the front. You have to maintain at least a 25-foot setback from the front when the use is approved, or if the use is approved. That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then. We thank you. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1695, Thomas Hopkins? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1695? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Okay, my name is John Martin. I'm the actual owner of the property that he got his car dealership on.
Uh-huh.
He leases that from me.
Uh-huh.
And the property next to it, he had been putting cars on that since 5808 without any permits or zoning changes. He'd been putting his vehicles over there, which is, to me, technically a violation of the code. He also put two sheds on the property, which do not fit within a residential code. And who knows what else he's been doing against it. As far as making a commercial, my comment's not going to stop it.
All right, sir.
That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Excuse me. Anybody got any questions for me?
I don't think so. Thank you. Anyone else would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.